I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he is with us now on a fairly regular basis, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we have prevailed upon Roberto Capocchi to be with us today. He's in the cafe, and he's got another concert coming up. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
So let's start with you, Roberto. You just got finished playing the Romantic Guitar Series with the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, and you've got a concert Saturday and Sunday of this weekend at 7:30 at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space.
Yes, my friend Gabriel Ayala, who's a very, very good guitar player.
Who couldn't be with us this morning because he's traveling.
He's on his way into Santa Fe for Indian Market. He's Yaki. And he'll be here for the weekend, so I work something out with him so we get to hear him play at the College of Santa Fe at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, both Saturday and Sunday at 7:30.
And so what kind of music will each of you be playing?
Well, I'll be playing some stuff from the new album, all the Spanish music, and some Piazzolla. He'll be playing some stuff from his latest tango CD that's really beautiful. He's traveling with a percussionist that I don't know whether he'll be playing with him that for these concerts or not. That it's still in the air.
We shall see.
Well, we shall see. And also, Gabe and I are playing together some stuff from Astor Piazzolla's Tango Suite.
And so this is all Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday at 7:30 at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, which is an intimate and very nice little concert hall. Can you call it concert hall room?
Something sure.
At the College of Santa
hall.
Fe. Grand concert hall with what, 50 seats or something like that?
It seats more than that.
It's a performance space.
Performance space.
The O'Shaughnessy Performance Space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
I like it there. And it's at 7:30.
At 7:30. Excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing you and Gabriel Ayala there, one of the many events of Indian Market. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Indian Market, Rob DeWalt.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. I know, Indian Market. It's the traffic started flowing in about a week ago, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But there's a lot.
Or better and better if you're selling.
That is true.
At the market.
That is true. I think this is you know, for whatever's happening to the economy, there's more gallery openings in the calendar this week than I think I've ever seen for Indian Market. There's 50 on Friday alone.
Good heavens.
And that's just the one.
Well, I just want you to read them all in the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
That was good.
It's I haven't seen this many openings on a Friday during Indian Market, at least in this calendar, and I'm sure there's more. But you know, you got to send your stuff in to be a part of the game.
Right.
So lots of openings. Should we get started?
Oh, yes.
Okay. There's one that I'm particularly excited about. And one of the reasons because I love downtown, but if you want to get away from downtown, the Standing Buffalo Indian Art Gallery and Gifts West at 1422 2nd Street is having a group show. The gallery is Indian-owned and operated. Artists like America Meredith are showing. There's going to be beadwork. And they're having an open house from 6 to 10 tonight. And they're open throughout the weekend, but there's a meet and greet with the artist tonight between 6 and 10 o'clock.
I like openings that go till 10.
Yeah. Blue Rain Gallery, one of my favorite galleries, one of the wonderful places to look at glasswork, is having their annual pottery sale, actually. There's a preview at 8 a.m., and there's a sale at 10 a.m. It's today only. And then there's the annual celebration of contemporary Native American art. There's a reception from 5 to 8 tonight. Oh, gosh, what else? There's so much going on tonight. J.L. Peters Gallery. This is awesome. This is awesome. John Coffer, the Daily Tintype. Have you ever seen John Coffer's tintypes?
No.
They're huge. They're.
I've seen John Tin Copper types.
I don't know how big this is, and I'm using my hands, and I'm
He's
on the radio, so
hands.
You can't see
it. It's about two feet by three feet.
It's about 24 inches by 24 inches. They're huge. For tintypes. Anyway, this guy lives in upstate New York. We didn't get a chance to get an interview with him, but he lives in upstate New York, and he lives completely off the grid. I mean, he plows with like a wooden plow. I mean, he's nuts. You know, he's But apparently he's got all those chemicals
How
up there.
How is that nuts? He has no carbon footprint.
No, I know, but then the other side of it is that you know, he's got this wild blog where he talks about, you know, is it better to use cyanide for this process, or is it better to use something else? So he's like living off the grid, but he's playing with chemicals at the same time to make these beautiful tintypes. And don't quote me on this, but I know that he was scheduled to do a demonstration of his tintypes today at some time. So you might want to call the gallery or go to the website and see if there's something going on there.
Excellent.
That's a show I'm stoked about. Not Indian marketing necessarily, but it's still going to be an awesome show.
Now, don't forget the Native's 10th annual Native Cinema Showcase at the CCA. A lot of Native American films. I was actually intended to get a bunch of them on this week and did not manage to do it, so you just are going to have to go and check it out and look at all the amazing films. They've got a lot of them this year.
There is. There's tons. There's, I mean, when they came in to bring us the films to screen, there were stacks and stacks of them.
Yeah.
And they just, they're everywhere.
But you can go to ccasantafe.org and check it out, mm-hmm. get descriptions of some of the films, not to mention all the other films that are going on there, like Exit Through the Gift Shop and Spoken Word and... Even the Joan Rivers movie is still there, so lots
wow,
of things going
that's
on
still
at the CCA.
Running
yeah, and I got to go see that.
I know.
I have a fondness for Joan Rivers.
I snuck the DVD and watched it at home.
Oh, good.
So I should have gone out and supported local theater, but it was easier to do it at home.
Yeah, Path of Least Resistance.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Golly, on Saturday at Meyer Gallery, there's a sculpture by Dave McGarry. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. That's up through August 26th. And I know I heard someone from Santa Fe Art Institute talking about this when I was driving in from Glorieta this morning, but I wanted to reiterate that painter and animator Jennifer Livonian is lecturing tonight at Tipton Hall.
On Monday night.
Yeah, no, you're right. Monday night at Tipton Hall.
Yeah, because we're going to have her on the air on Monday morning.
That's right. And also on Thursday the 26th is the August Artists in Residence Open Studio. There's three residents that are part of the SWIA Fellowship Program, and well, there's others, but there's three from the SWIA program. It's 5:30 p.m. on Thursday the 26th at Tipton Hall, and it's free.
That's great. Musical Visions at the Santa Fe Complex, for those of you who want to just get a block or two out of downtown and check out something other than Indian Market, that's tonight at 9 o'clock. Musical Visions, Rob Shaw, Woody Veselka, and Stena create Musical Visions, enabling us to simultaneously see and hear the music. The facade and interior of the complex will be transformed by sound and light into an immersive spectacle of the senses. And once again, the many arts and sciences things going on. When Santa Fe Complex started, I was having my doubts about whether these groups would be able to really talk to each other and work together. But they've done some wonderful things over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, well, I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to talk about something that I'm involved in. But
oh, yes.
I'm trying to tap Santa Fe Complex to help us with some public transportation modeling. And so if anyone's at the Santa Fe Complex, email me over at the Pasa Tiempo.
Yeah,
at
that's very important. That's a wonderful application of the kind of thing they do over there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's for a very good cause, which is keeping our nightlife afloat.
Oh, goodness. Yes, keeping our nightlife afloat in a city where I can only think of two restaurants besides Denny's that stay open past 9 o'clock.
Let's see. There's the Atomic Grill.
Yes. And Pronzo.
They're open until like 11, right?
And occasionally, their kitchen closes at 10, and then they've got an actually very good late night menu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quite good late night menu. So you can go there after a movie or after going to a performance or something like that and actually get something resembling a meal.
Yeah.
But every other place, I mean, they roll up the sidewalks, turn out the lights, and, you know, pull the shades down at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you want to
eat late, I mean, you don't have any options except chain restaurants or driving out to Buffalo Thunder.
Yeah.
Or
going home.
Yeah. Going home,
which is not really what. Anyway, Santa Fe restaurants, get your stuff together. La Boca sometimes stays open till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. So Santa Fe Complex is at 632 Agua Fria.
Cool. The Roots and Rhythms Festival is happening. Oh gosh, it's happening all weekend. But the one that I want to talk about is Saturday with. It's on Saturday, I'm sorry, with Mickey Cruz and Native Roots.
Mickey Cruz.
Now, this is happening out at Buffalo Thunder this year, but don't be discouraged because there's still going to be music downtown. Native Music Rocks, which is this sort of traveling sort of production, is going to be on the plaza. And they're doing, I mean, there's different kinds of music besides rock, but there's a lot of new rock. It's going to be down there this year.
So Buffalo Thunder, that's today through the 22nd.
Yeah.
7 o'clock each night. Joy Harjo and the Aerodynamics Band. Brent Michael Davids, Elaine Miles, Firecat of Discord featuring Wes Studi.
That's right.
Native Roots and Digifem, Leanne Goose, and many more.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And Skate, this I attended this last year, the Skateploitation event that they do. At they used to do it at Warehouse 21, and it's an annual skateboard competition that includes demonstrations and prizes. It's kind of loosely tied in to Indian Market. It's happening at Cathedral Park this year, at Cathedral Place and Palace Avenue. That's from 1 to 4 tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah. Bringing in the youngins.
Yep. And what else do we have? The Poet Conspiracy at Chato Contemporary Art presents a poetry reading. Oh, whoops. That's last night. You know, here we go. Here's one tonight. Angela Janda Goldstein, tonight at 7 o'clock. There was one last night and one tonight at 7 o'clock at Chato Contemporary Art, and that's at 112 West San Francisco Street, Suite 203.
Sweet. There's a great concert happening on the 23rd at Corazon. Fruit Bats are playing. These guys came through, I think, it was almost a year to the day ago. They played at Corazon, and they're back, and they're awesome. And their opening band is Brackish Water Band, which actually has a local connection. If you read my Soundwaves column, today's huge Pasa Tiempo. You can learn more about that show. That's at 9 p.m. on Monday night at Corazon on Guadalupe Street.
Excellent. Now, the Abiquiú Chamber Music Festival. This coming Sunday, the 22nd of August, it's the last event in their series, right?
Yes.
And Carlos Nakai, Native American flute, two performances, actually Saturday and Sunday. And as they said in their email to me, Carlos Nakai is of Navajo and Ute heritage. He's the world's premier performer of the Native American flute.
Awesome. There's a lot of finales going on at the opera this week, isn't
yeah.
there? We have the Albert Herring finale is on Wednesday. Britain's Comedy is everyone that
Albert
I've talked
Herring.
About it said that it was just funny and well put together.
It was fantastic. It was very, very funny.
So that the last show for that is on Wednesday the 25th. The last Madame Butterfly is on Thursday the 26th.
I imagine that is so extremely very sold out.
Mm-hmm. Very, yeah. Probably. But you know what? I'm sure there's ticket scalpers, even in the opera scene. So.
Yeah, well, you know, a friend of mine went last year. She wanted just desperately to go to La Traviata. She was visiting me from out of town. And she said, I'm just going to go. She drives up there, and she says, I'm looking for a ticket. And a man says, oh, you can come with me. I'm a doctor. My wife couldn't come tonight. And yeah. invites her in. She mm-hmm. just goes in and sees the opera.
Yeah, you don't know until you try, yeah. right? You don't know until you try. Opening night gala, the Fiesta Melodrama, is on Thursday, too.
Oh!
I believe this one, the one that I saw, apparently, has, there's something marijuana-y about this one, I'm sure, I think. But anyway, the annual spoof directed at all that is Santa Fe. The gala is at 7 p.m. The play is at 8 p.m. on Thursday at the Santa Fe Playhouse. If you call 988-4262, you can find out more. Go to santafeplayhouse.org. Continues 8 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays and 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays through September 12th, so you have a chance to get it. I'm going to go.
I'm sure it's just medical marijuana-y.
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That would be politically correct anyway.
Susan Abbott sings jazz and blues, old and new, with Les Wynn on guitar tomorrow, August 21st at 7 o'clock at Back Road Pizza.
At Back Road Pizza? Really?
Mm-hmm. 1807 Second Street.
Let's see, the Santa Fe
Opera. I
like opera.
Artichoke pizza.
Artichoke pizza? See, I'm such a purist.
Just pure pepperoni?
Just nice, fresh tomato sauce, nice, fresh mozzarella, nice,
you
like
thin
crust.
You can't argue with nice, fresh mozzarella.
I'm telling you. There's a new pizza place in town called Pizza Dalino. Have you tried it?
No.
You should try
Where's
it.
Where's that?
It's Lino Pertusini. He's the guy that owns Osteria, and it's at 204 Guadalupe Street. So it's on the, I think it's on the same side as the tattoo place. And it's up a little bit, so it's towards San Francisco Street on Guadalupe.
So it's on Guadalupe. There used to be a pizza place there.
I think it was Il Primo a long time ago. It might have been Il Primo. I mean, yeah. It was most recently it was a gallery.
That closed. But I'm sure the pizza oven is still there, even if it was a gallery.
They have a wood-fired pizza oven. They actually hired a certified pizza maker. Pizzaiolo is what they call them. So, and they have all the certified equipment and the certified countertop and the certified oven, and they use the certified flour, and they're
like
not open
in
for
Italy,
lunch
which
yet.
Is totally certified.
Totally certifiable.
Yeah.
Totally certifiable.
Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery summer opening and reception is today from 5 to 8. New smoke fired vessels and giclée prints on canvas, 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe. Parking across the street, 988-2225, HeidiLowen.com. And Lowen is spelled L-O-E-W-E-N. Like, it means lions in German.
Santa Fe Opera Apprentice Showcase Scenes. Fully staged scenes from popular operas, 8:30 p.m. Sunday at the Santa Fe Opera. You can call 986-5900. I'm telling you, it's cheaper than going to the opera, but it's still a really, really, really good time.
And they're really, really good singers. I went last year, and it was really fun, too. For those of you who don't necessarily want to sit through the whole lugubrious drama, they're just scenes. So you just get to see one scene at a time.
It's basically like being able to change the channel without having to.
Exactly. You don't even have to exercise your thumb.
Right, exactly. And it's in full regalia. It's like it's in costume, right? Are they costume? I don't remember.
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay. Yeah, I encourage folks to sort of look at the package in the Paso Tiempo today. It's completely different from what we generally do in terms of coverage for Indian Market. We're all really proud of it. We put a lot of heart into this issue and a lot of research. And there's some great stories in here. There's some events that are tied to some of the stories in here. But, you know, it's a huge book, and we're really proud of it. So you should check it out.
Definitely. The Paso Tiempo is wonderful.
Wonderful.
It is.
Wonderful. It's my bread and butter.
It is your bread and butter. And it is our privilege to have you and Robert Knott on here talking about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I'll listen to the Paso Tiempo. Hey, how about the screen? Breathless by Jean-Luc Godard.
Yeah.
Filmed by Godard from 1960 with Jean Seberg and Jean-Paul Belmondo. And it's a 50th anniversary. It's a 35mm restoration of that print, supervised by the original cinematographer. This is a big event.
It's a big event, and it's a big deal. Robert Knott wrote a Screen Gems piece on it in Paso Tiempo today. I wish I had time to go.
Well, I mean, right. Indian Market will be over, and then you can still go.
We'll see.
Ah, okay. And then Agora is another film that is happening at the screen by Alejandro Amenábar. It's a film from last year. Haven't seen it. Don't know that much about it. But apparently it was the winner for Best Screenplay, Cinematography, Costume Design, Makeup, and Special Effects at the Goya Awards, which is the Spanish Oscar. So that's pretty heavy duty.
Hey, did we mention the show on Friday that The Humble is putting on in conjunction with the Native Cinema Showcase?
No.
Okay. Humble Collective is presenting a showcase of local music groups. The Wake Singers are headlining at 5 to 9 p.m. tonight in conjunction with the 10th Annual Native Cinema Showcase. It's at the Moving Image Lab at CCA. It's by donation. You can call 982-1338 or go to the website, CCA website, to find out more. There's all kinds of music tied to this huge Indian Market this year, more than last year for sure.
And after you get done listening to Rob DeWalt, go get a copy of the paper, whether it be in your driveway or whether you have to go out and get it, and check out the Paso Tiempo, because there's no way that we can even come close to telling you everything that's happening.
Right, or you could just, you know, go online and
get it
digitally.
That's true.
And we rolled out the Santa Fe New Mexican got a facelift, and today is the first day of the facelift. So if you see the newspaper...
Did it get a tummy tuck?
Yes, it did.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's some parts are wider and some parts are a little more petite.
So it has more of a, what would you call it, hourglass figure?
I would say figuratively. Not literally, but figuratively.
What are we talking about? Hey, the Galisteo Basin Preserve is having a barbecue star party tomorrow from 7 to 11. It's a barbecue picnic, live music, and guided stargazing into the spectacular night sky above the Galisteo Preserve. And I'm looking at a telescope here, which seems absolutely massive.
How do you do a guided star tour? I mean, how do you...
Some
guys out there, like, in a funny hat, pointing upwards.
No,
like,
I think they say...
No, not that one. That one over there. No, to the left. To the left.
I think they take you to the telescope and they say, see that thing with the rings? That's Saturn.
Ah, okay. The Santa Fe Theater Festival.
Yes.
Continues. I'm sure there's more performances that I'm rattling off here, but on Saturday, Umbrella Hat Productions presents The Love of Three Oranges, and it's a play based on Carlo Gozzi, or Gozzi? I don't know. One of his works. There's 3 at 8 p.m. I don't know. Just go check it out at brownpapertickets.com. You can get tickets there.
Also, Santa Fe Theater Festival.org or .com?
It could be.
Anyway, check it out. And I saw one play the other day, which was The Person I Once Was, directed by Jeannie Michaela and with Matt Sanford and Megan Burns and Nicole. I don't remember her last name. But anyway, it's terrific. It's a good play.
Yeah. I need to get out and see more theater. That's what I need to do. I think because there's more of it, I think Santa fans should be required to go out and support it.
And
that's the only way there's going to be more.
Very strong penalties if they don't.
That's right. That's right. Slap on the wrist, wet noodle. We'll figure something out.
Wet noodle applied personally by Rob DeWalt.
Yeah, exactly.
Marcia Keegan, exhibit photographic retrospective. We had her on the air the other day. So her show is tonight from 5 to 8 at the Silver Sun Gallery at 656 Canyon Road. Marcia Keegan is an amazing person. She runs Clearlight. She and her husband run Clearlight Publishing, and they do all these wonderful books on Native American subjects and Tibetan subjects. And she's, you know, had a lot of contact with Tibetan people, Dalai Lama, and so on. And one might forget that she is an absolutely terrific photographer in her own right, and she's the only person who's photographed on all 19 pueblos.
Really?
Yeah. And she's really good. She mostly does her work in color. She has a new book, which is a 40th anniversary reprint about Taos and Blue Lake, and how the Blue Lake was of Taos Pueblo was given back to them because it had been taken away under the administration of Teddy Roosevelt, and it was returned to them under the administration of Richard Nixon. And there's a picture of Richard Nixon in the book signing the ceremony wherein the Taos Indians got their land back and got their lake back.
That's a story I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And it was funny too, because Marcia said, "I didn't put Richard Nixon's picture in the first editions." But she said, "With maturity, I decided to put it in the 40th anniversary."
Yes, we
edition.
Just have to leave it all behind, be true to the work. Gallery Zuger on Friday, Indian Market Group Show, reception 4 to 8. That's up through August. Let's see what else. Glenn Green Galleries. Oh gosh. That is at Buffalo Thunder Resort Concierge. I'm not sure what that is. It's at 130 Lincoln Avenue, but they're having a Meet George Rivera show, reception and poster signing, 4 to 6 p.m. today. J. Etkin Gallery, installation by David Solomon, landscape paintings by Pamela Cobb, reception 5 to 8 tonight through September 18th. I could just keep going. There's so many of them.
You could just keep going. And here at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art, the Spanish Colonial Art Society presents Allegra Houston, discussion and book signing of her book, Love Child. We actually had her on the radio, I think it was last year, and it is on at 4 p.m. on Monday, the 23rd of August, at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art.
You know, one of my favorite things, it's kind of become a tradition at Pop Gallery every year during Indian Market, they do this is the fourth annual one, the Native Vinyl group show. Have you seen this Native Vinyl thing before?
No.
You gotta go.
Is this about vinyl records?
Well, in a way, I mean, there's other work, but it's so.
Or the ancient Native American tradition of using vinyl in their art. What are you talking about?
It's so outside what you would expect from an Indian Market sort of time period exhibition. You should check it out.
The music is playing right now. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he is with us and will continue to be with us, speaking of the arts. It's great to have you on the show. You're fabulous.
It's good to see you, too. I'm a little tired. I'm not at the top of my game today. But you know what? It's Indian Market.
Well,
so.
You fooled us.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc, who is fabulous for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta, Ricardo Perez, Helga Ancona, Indian Market, Roberto Capocchi, Rob DeWalt.
Yay!
Life is good.
Life is good.
Hasta la vista, baby.